local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And one more hour to go until we're home, and we mean Joe and Austin. But that's right. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. With Joe and Austin, Joe, has your voice gotten, do you think like your voice feels, if not sounds, any better since we started this evening?
Oh, absolutely not, no.
Oh, you think you've made zero progress, really?
Zero. It's gotten worse, Austin, because I'm sure that any doctor will tell you, Joe, the most important thing you need is rest. And unfortunately, it's just not something that I can do.
Yeah, you're right. Rest, getting rest is not practical right now. We work in pretty comfortable conditions, but it's nonetheless working. So that is a very good point. All righty, getting into our top three.
If you would like for me to rest, if you care that much about me as a human being,
right,
to preserve what is left of my frail voice and send me home, and then you do the hour by yourself, I won't fight you on that.
Nah, my voice gives out too quickly as far as like my breath intake. I don't know how to breathe and talk at the same time. So if I am speaking for too long,
you like, just hold your breath.
Yeah, there were a couple times over the course of the last 6 days I had to throw a couple of Hail Marys to Steve just so I could catch my breath. Okay. So yeah, I need a co-host to really come in clutch at those times. But yeah, outside of that, sure, get rest, buddy. Alrighty, top three stories here. Hurricane Beryl continues to move quickly on a west-northwestward path across the Caribbean. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said that Beryl remains at Category 5 strength with a 160-mile-an-hour wind force.
We've never seen a Category 5 hurricane this early in our records, and it poses quite a significant threat to portions of the Central Caribbean over the next couple of days.
The storm is expected to bring life-threatening winds and a storm surge to Jamaica on Wednesday before approaching the Cayman Islands on Thursday and the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico on Thursday night.
Yeah, and also the White House is trying to ease concerns about President Biden's fitness to serve following his debate performance. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre concedes that Biden did not have a great night.
The president had a cold. He had a hoarse voice. You all heard it. That's why you reached out. But I will say this, and the president said this over the past couple of days, certainly right after the debate. He knows how to do the job.
Yes, because all of the questions surrounding President Biden after the debate were, hey, is his voice okay?
Exactly. It's like just because it's the only question you're willing to answer.
Is that a sniffle I heard?
Well, that's the thing. It's like just because that's the only answer that you're willing to give doesn't mean it's the only question that was asked. I mean, it's like obviously no one cares if he has a hoarse voice. No one cares. It's the fact that he was trying to say something about Medicare and then he just crashed and burned on live television. Yeah. That's what upset people.
And I also, I did not watch the debate live, but in the aftermath and on the social media reaction to it, I saw some videos. The one that made me LOL was CNN, when they did like kind of a cutaway, like after the debate was over, they did kind of like a bird's eye view of the stage where you saw the back of Jake Tapper and whoever else was the other moderator. And then Trump is on the stage with Biden. Trump immediately just pans right, walks off the stage.
Like a
and
normal person.
Just a beeline, Olympic sprinter speed. Jill Biden comes rushing onto the stage to ensure that the president would not just stay up there like he has been known to do in all of those deep fake videos that we keep hearing about.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just very concerning. And that's why I feel bad for Karine Jean-Pierre, because you know she's got questions about it and she can either give some, you know, half effort explanation or just not acknowledge it at all. And it's just, yeah, it's an upsetting situation all around. And former President Trump's hush money sentencing is being postponed until September. Trump's lawyers had asked a judge in the case for the delay after the Supreme Court issued a ruling about presidential immunity yesterday. The court ruled that Trump has partial immunity from prosecution, and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said earlier today that he was open to the delay. Just past 6:15 here, we'll get a very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Let's see, looking around here, we do have that accident report at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane causing some minor backups there. Also had a little bit of issues still lingering if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Outside of those two minor spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
And here's Alan with the forecast.
Mostly clear skies overnight with warm weather and lows in the upper 70s to low 80s along the coast. There is a chance for an overnight shower or a thunderstorm. In fact, during the day Wednesday, pretty good chance for some early rain during the first half of the day, morning hours. Look for showers and thunderstorms to move through and then move out by the afternoon. High temps, though, will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And as we head through the 4th of July holiday, well, on the 4th, we've got a 40% chance for just a pop-up shower or storm, and it's going to be hot. We might see some highs rising up into the mid-90s, and it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, getting on to some local headlines here. Investigators say that they have identified at least one of the suspects who opened fire on each other during a child's birthday party. This happened at the Dreamland Skate Center over the weekend.
And two adults can't get along, and both of them retrieve guns. Both of them start shooting at each other. Originally, we were evaluating it, see if maybe it's a stand your ground type thing on one or the other. But right now, we have one identified, and we think we know who the other one is. But we want to make sure we do it before we put these warrants out.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there. He says that two adults got into an altercation at a four-year-old's party on Sunday, then went to the parking lot where they both got guns and exchanged gunfire in the crowded parking lot. There were no reported injuries after the gun battle.
Also, tomorrow, Career Source Escarosa is hosting a career fair specifically geared towards our military community. It's called the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair.
We go out in the community and we find employers that would like to participate, mm-hmm. with the understanding that, you know, veterans, military spouses, and transitioning service members are going to be in attendance. They might not be work ready just yet, however, right. they still have a lot to offer.
That's Elizabeth Marino, the fair open to all military, veterans, spouses, and dependents. It's taking place from 10 to 2 at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Spikesway in Milton, and over 30 employers are expected to be on hand.
And three new housing developments being approved in Escambia County. According to the PNJ, the county's Development Review Committee approved the plans for developments in Cantonment and both Northwest and Southwest Pensacola. In total, the three developments will bring around 332 homes to the area. Enclave at Bella Terra will bring 58 single-family homes off of Highway 29 in Cantonment. Eagle Point will be located near Klondike Road and Wild Lake Boulevard and feature 145 single-family homes. And then 129 more will make up Skyhawk Landing. That's going to be near South Loop Road.
620, we'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Mougier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. So we had a couple of spots in our last update, particularly two. That's going to be an accident report that we have if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Brent Lane. We still have some minor backups in that area. We also had just a little bit if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, but it seems like just about that all of that congestion has cleared up as well. So looking at our map here, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola right now. Of course, we are in a heat advisory, and we've had temperatures, of course, throughout this week feeling like the triple digits, and that doesn't seem like it's going to change particularly soon. As we get into tonight, there is a chance of thunderstorms with a low of around 79 to 80. Alrighty, moving on to some state headlines here. There's a new scam targeting Floridians who are trying to harden their homes against future storms. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas issued a warning for residents earlier this week about misleading flyers, claiming to be a part of the My Safe Florida Home program. The advertisements are promoting free roofs and windows. Petronas says that several bad actors have tricked homeowners into signing up for a fake program, leaving them on the hook for the full cost of repairs. Also, a state panel trying to determine what an abortion amendment would cost. The Financial Impact Estimating Conference met yesterday in Tallahassee to discuss Amendment 4. That's the proposed referendum on November's ballot that would allow abortions until fetal viability. The conference members spent over 5 hours discussing potential costs if the amendment passes. A lawyer for a group that opposes the amendment says the passage would lead to several lawsuits over the amendment's language, and he says terms such as health care provider, health of the mother, and viability are all undefined and would be litigated endlessly.
I don't know where we're at.
Oh, well, we're on to the third story. I thought you were hearing me like finish that story. We're on story number three of state.
All right, a teenager is suing the state after losing her job as a stripper in Alachua County. 19-year-old Serenity Bushy was fired this month from Cafe Risque near Gainesville after a new state law raised the minimum age for strippers. In her recent lawsuit, she claims the law violates her First Amendment rights. HB 7063 requires anyone who works in an adult entertainment venue be at least 21.
And the recent death of a Florida teenager during a possible lightning strike is prompting warnings. John Jensenius with the National Lightning Safety, or yeah, is it National Lightning and that's just a typo?
Yes, Lightning. Okay. Yes.
National Lightning Safety Council says as soon as you hear thunder, you are at risk and need to get inside right away. He says there's no place safe outdoors and that most fatalities occur near water, including when you're on the beach or out fishing or boating. As for national news here, Biden campaign officials are trying to reassure top donors after the fallout over President Biden's debate performance.
Joe Biden was duly had won the nomination through a primary process where the people chose him.
Sounded like he was struggling too. I'm not even trying to be mean, just saying. The campaign held a Zoom call with mega donors Monday, where DNC Finance Director Chris Korge said everyone needs to breathe through the nose and take a deep breath. He acknowledged Biden's debate performance was disappointing, but he also reminded them Democrats chose Biden as the party nominee during the primary process.
It's that cold you have, Austin.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, it's all these colds spreading like wildfire, Joe.
July 1st brought a whole host of new laws around the country.
Sources say Warner Brothers Discovery.
That's not the one I want.
Rules about guns, public higher education, even pets took effect on July 1st in Virginia. Lucia's law will make it a felony for a parent or guardian if a child gets a hold of a firearm after they've been notified they pose a threat to themselves or others. Also, public higher education institutes will no longer be allowed to give preferential treatment in admissions because of legacy status. In other school news, American Sign Language will count as a foreign language credit in Mississippi high schools. In Indiana, a law lifting a ban on happy hours at bars takes effect. And in Florida, it's now legal to shoot and kill bears in self-defense. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And whoever wins the presidential election in November needs to continue to fully back Ukraine in its war against Russia. That's according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We should be increasing our defense budget well beyond what it is today and try to prevent a much larger catastrophe by our enemies who are waiting to take advantage of us.
Yes, McConnell, of course, said that money spent today gives the U.S. a better chance of avoiding that catastrophe around the globe later.
Good day on Wall Street. We've got the holiday shortened week, but today the S&P 500 finished above 5,500 for the first time at 5509. That was a gain of 33 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 162 to 39,331. And the NASDAQ climbed 149 to 1828.
And prosecutors in Massachusetts say that they plan to retry Karen Reed for murder after a mistrial was declared yesterday. Reed is accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend John O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowstorm. The defense said that she was being framed by corrupt cops. Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey issued a statement reaffirming his commitment to the case after the mistrial was ordered. Meanwhile, a state trooper who's accused of manipulating evidence in the case and sending vulgar texts about Reed was relieved of duty on Monday.
All right, recapping the top three stories, Hurricane Beryl, still at Cat 5 strength, and it's bearing down on Jamaica, expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge there. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre conceding that President Biden did not have a great night during the debate last week, but pushing back against calls for Biden to drop out. And former President Trump's hush money sentencing is being postponed until September.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. More reaction from the White House to last week's presidential debate, which has raised concerns and questions about President Biden's age and ability to lead. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre denies any cognitive decline.
We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand it was a bad night. It is not uncommon for incumbents to have a bad night on their first debate.
The Biden campaign says he's not dropping out of the race. Multiple people injured after an Air Europa flight from Madrid experienced heavy turbulence. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Passengers on board say those who didn't wear seatbelts got thrown around the cabin, while those who did fared a lot better. At least 30 people suffered injuries.
The flight was diverted to Brazil. America's listening to Fox News.
All
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Neurosense Therapeutics stock rose 6.5% this morning as analysts hailed data from the biotech's late-stage trial of a treatment for the fatal disease ALS. The 12-month data released on Monday shows a statistically significant slowdown in functional deterioration and improved survival rates in patients with ALS treated with Neurosense's PrimeC, which is a fixed-dose combo of two FDA-approved drugs. Everpass Media, the joint venture between the NFL and Redbird Capital Partners that owns the commercial rights to Sunday Ticket, is getting into the business of streaming live sports at bars and restaurants. Everpass acquired Upshow, a marketing platform that allows live sports to be streamed at commercial establishments. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 162 points, and the NASDAQ Composite had a two-day record up 149 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with an Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. Tyreek Hill said he's looking for a new contract. He's currently signed through the 2026 season, but has no more guaranteed money left on his deal after this year. Even though Hill is more valuable to the Dolphins than Tua, Miami needs to get their QB's contract done first before getting another deal done with Tyreek. My guess is that Tua gets his money next offseason, and Tyreek will shortly follow after that. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what's going on. Doesn't appear to be too much. We may have some slight congestion if you're traveling northbound on Navy Boulevard. This is going to be if you are approaching Highway 98, but it's very minor and just in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads right now that's going to hold you up for too long.
Mostly clear skies overnight with warm weather and lows in the upper 70s to low 80s along the coast. There is a chance for an overnight shower or a thunderstorm. In fact, during the day Wednesday, pretty good chance for some early rain during the first half of the day, morning hours. Look for showers and thunderstorms to move through and then move out by the afternoon. High temps, though, will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And as we head through the 4th of July holiday, well, on the 4th, we've got a 40% chance for just a pop-up shower or storm, and it's going to be hot. We might see some highs rising up into the mid-90s, and it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty, looking at some sports headlines here. We got some MLB games going on, some local representation. Let's see, we got the Marlins and Red Sox. They got underway just about an hour ago. The Marlins are down 2-0 in the top of the 4th. Meanwhile, we had the Braves and Giants getting underway at 6:20. Right now, that game is tied at 0 in the bottom of the 1st. They haven't had too much. Let's see. We're also going to have Phillies at Cubs at 7:05. You can catch that game on TBS. And Rays at Royals at 7:10. That one will not be televised. But nonetheless, keep it in mind. Let's see. We also had a pretty shocking headline in Wimbledon. Marketa Vondrousova was eliminated 6-4, 6-2 today by Jessica Buzas Monero. The loss makes Vondrousova, a Grand Slam winner last July, the first defending women's champ at Wimbledon to be first-rounded the following year since 1994. So, of course, winning it last year and then being first-rounded at Wimbledon this year, quite a turn of events. But it is, from what we hear, but from what we expect, pretty good news for Coco Gauff, because now some of the higher-rated women in Wimbledon have dropped out for one reason or another.
Yeah, so we've actually had three of the top eight women either lose or in the first round or withdraw. So Aryna Sabalenka, who was in the semifinal last year, she is the 3 seed. She withdrew because of a shoulder injury. Vondrousova is the 6 seed, and then the number 8 seed also lost. So you've got Iga Swiatek. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but she is the number 1 player in women's tennis. Coco Gauff is seeded 2, so definitely one to watch there.
Oh, for sure. And we also had some more off-season news happening in the NBA and NHL. Donovan Mitchell signing a 3-year extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers, worth just over $150 million. He averaged 26.6 points a game last season and, of course, was pivotal in their playoff appearance. They got him to the Eastern Conference semis against the eventual champ Boston Celtics. So, obviously, a big name to keep on the team there in Cleveland. As for the NHL, we got a Floridian team making a good move. Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman returning to Tampa Bay on a four-year, $32 million contract. The 33-year-old has spent his entire NHL career in Tampa Bay, and the news of his much-needed return comes just a day after center Steven Stamkos was confirmed to be joining the Nashville Predators. That was one of the many headlines we heard in the frenzy that the NBA and NHL put on yesterday. As for college football, we've got some unfortunate news. Oklahoma State running back and 2023 Doak Walker Award winner Ollie Gordon II was arrested Sunday for DUI. Oklahoma Highway Patrol pulled Gordon over when they saw him swerving while going 17 miles per hour over the speed limit. Cleveland County Jail, Gordon, he recorded a blood alcohol content of 0.11 and 0.10. Their legal limit is same as ours, 0.08. A university spokesperson has said that it is aware of the incident. I mean, obviously, he's a great player. They'll say, hey, listen, man, that's not cool. I'm sure they may give him some slap of the wrist, whether it's publicized or not. But, you know, he messed up. Well, yeah, it ain't the end of the world. And then in men's basketball, college men's basketball technically, 16 former men's college basketball players have sued the NCAA for continuing to freely use their name, image, and likeness for March Madness promotion. A couple of the players coming forward include NBA champs Mario Chalmers from Kansas and Jason Terry from Arizona. Joe, I said it last hour, this is just something that we're going to see probably a few instances of as NIL just kind of becomes accepted in this modern era of college sports.
Yeah. And when does it stop? Because
right.
I'm sure you could go back even further, 10, 20, 30 years to where some NCAA player, maybe Christian Laettner, was on a lot of pamphlets. Of course, how many times have you seen him?
Yeah.
In NCAA March Madness videos. Is he going to get any money? I mean, you know, what's the end?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, and I promise I'm not saying this just because of my allegiance, but you have to consider other big names of, like, you know, the 80s and 90s, such as, like, someone like a Tim Duncan. Very timeless player.
A Chris Paul.
Yes, a Chris Paul, though. Yes, he is another one.
The 2000s. Only two players that Wake Forest has ever produced that have amounted to anything.
Well, Muggsy Bogues was known for defying a lot of odds. Yeah.
Also, he was a great in Space Jam.
Yes, he was. A very big impact there for the Monstars or whatever the heck they were called. But yes, no. So we've produced a few pieces of talent, but that's neither here nor there. Bottom line is there's been a lot of, old name talent that is like, okay, well, these guys are not getting publicly paid, and they still aren't. I think the ACC, obviously, they take a lot of pride in basketball, and they have shown, like, the history of greatness that the ACC basketball world has seen. So Michael Jordan, Vince Carter, guys like, as we already mentioned, Christian Laettner and Tim Duncan, it's like, you've shown these guys when promoting the ACC tournament or something. And that's why several conferences were listed, I think, in this suit officially, because they have played a role in it on their own networks and brands. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to see how that turns out.
And also, did you see the big reveal today from EA Sports?
Yes,
as we get closer and closer to the launch date for EA's College Football 2025.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's favorite mode, Dynasty mode, where you can take your favorite team and turn them into five-time back-to-back-to-back-to-back national champions. Your thoughts on the Dynasty mode and some of the features that you saw? Love it? Don't necessarily.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'll say right now is my attitude about it may change once I'm actually in the mode.
Right.
Is recruiting aspect of it almost like I wish it was kind of easy. Like, easier. Like, there is a lot
it's very immersive
that goes into recruiting where back in, like, 2014 or 2013, like, you had your prospects and you could go through and be like, okay, this one's already in my top five, and you just make, like, four or five pitches and you either get them or you don't. But this one, it's a lot more immersive and a lot more attention to detail that, you know, it's going to take me longer to go through each week and make sure that I'm building up my team.
Man, when I played Dynasty, I wouldn't even do the recruiting.
I love the recruiting.
Well, there's definitely an art to it. Yeah, a very strategic art. But I would just let, Wake Forest get whatever crappy recruits they got, and I would just try to win a national title with whoever came my way. And that, I think, especially if you're using someone like Wake, is a challenge in itself. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe a little bit of backups beginning to develop again on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long. Alan Strum, my friend, how is that weather?
Overnight, mostly clear, and a shower or a thunderstorm may pop up, especially as we head toward Wednesday morning. Pretty good chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms during the first half of the day on Wednesday, and it will be warm and humid, highs upper 80s to low 90s. The 4th of July will be hot with just a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. High temps on the 4th could be up in the mid-90s, and we're looking at those heat index values to be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much. 6:46 here. Moving on to some health, business, and science notes. Alan was just talking again about the heat. Well, President Biden's talking about it, too. He's rolling out new measures to counter this extreme weather that we've been dealing with.
The Department of Labor is proposing a new rule and when finalized, will establish the nation's first ever federal safety standard for excessive heat in the workplace.
Yes, this new proposal talks about protecting millions of workers exposed to dangerous heat while on the job, and the move would require employers to provide rest areas and water when the heat index reaches just 80 degrees or higher. Don't get me wrong, that's pretty hot, and if the heat index is reaching that high, I mean, there's probably some humidity too, but, I mean, heck, us panhandle natives here, we're doing just fine with that kind of rule.
Absolutely. Let's see what else we got here. Let me scroll down. 4th of July, of course, just a couple of days away, and it's prime time for fireworks stands and, unfortunately, prime time for firework injuries as well.
Spark burns can reach up to 2,000 degrees, which can cause significant burns to eyes, hands, feet, whenever the kids drop from on their feet.
And health experts say it's frustrating seeing ads for sparklers specifically, which makes them appear to be safe, but they're, of course, dangerous, and they get slammed with people hurt by fireworks each year. Most serious cases involve people who lose fingers when they go off in their hand.
Mm. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that the U.S. is making progress on inflation. At a conference in Portugal today, Powell expressed satisfaction with the progress on inflation over the past year, but said that he wants to see more before cutting interest rates. He said cutting rates too soon could set the central bank back from its goal to bringing inflation down to 2%.
Sunday night, the BET Awards were on, and the producers of the awards made a questionable call to include O.J. Simpson in their In Memoriam segment.
Very questionable.
As you can imagine, the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman not at all happy with that. Ron's father, Fred, saying, quote, "I think they shouldn't include anyone of that caliber, a wife beater, murderer. I can't imagine why they would include someone like that."
I mean, the very predictable and very simple rebuttal to that would be, well, we don't know if he beat Nicole and murdered her. I mean, that's what they're going to say. Obviously, I've heard stories about, like, her allegedly having encounters with friends of hers, like if she had bruises or whatever.
Yeah.
But then as far as the murder, obviously, that's still debated. But, yeah, I mean, it is. It's a very questionable thing, especially considering that he wasn't really, as you said, he didn't live his professional life as like some black icon first. He didn't really do that.
No, I mean, and like the social circles that he was in, certainly not. He was much more of a ritzy, generally hung out around white people. And that was a big crux of the 30 for 30 documentary. If you haven't seen it and you haven't, I still highly recommend it. And I will always say I highly recommend it when we talk about this.
Oh, no, it's a fascinating story.
And so obviously the defense did what they had to do and what they felt was best in trying to portray that white versus black against the LAPD. And in doing so, they made OJ out to be this pillar of the black community, which he was not up until that point.
Yeah, and then you just got you got all the stuff about, you know, you got the crimes that he did commit. That's the thing, the crimes that he actually was, like, confirmed guilty of and went to prison for. So he wasn't a great role model, whether you bring in Ron and Nicole or not. So it was going to be a questionable move no matter what. And as you said, it would have probably been the best call to just keep him off, because you would have probably had all the less people questioning it, saying, oh, why isn't he on? I don't think a lot of people are going to die on that hill. Then we've got Gru and his Minions, expected to take over the box office this weekend. Despicable Me 4 is predicted to bring in between $100 and $125, or quite more than that, $100 and $125 million.
There we go.
In its first 5 days over the 4th of July weekend. The animated film will hit theaters Wednesday and is likely going to overtake Pixar's Inside Out 2, which has taken the top spot at the box office in each of the 3 weekends since it has been released.
All right, 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news next.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the Supreme Court ruling that said that there is unqualified total immunity for presidents acting within their core powers. There is presumptive immunity for presidents acting in their peripheral powers. And there's no immunity at all for presidents acting on personal matters that are not within the scope of their powers as the president. We also talked with Sheriff Simmons about several important cases that have happened recently and graduating the third female Blazer Academy. You can listen to those segments at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. It's been pretty smooth sailing throughout this hour so far. That appears to still be the case now. I'm not really seeing too much going on the roads. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Mostly clear skies overnight with warm weather and lows in the upper 70s to low 80s along the coast. There is a chance for an overnight shower or a thunderstorm. In fact, during the day Wednesday, pretty good chance for some early rain during the first half of the day, morning hours. Look for showers and thunderstorms to move through and then move out by the afternoon. High temps, though, will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And as we head through the 4th of July holiday, well, on the 4th, we've got a 40% chance for just a pop-up shower or storm. And it's going to be hot. We might see some highs rising up into the mid-90s, and it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty. Let's see. So we've got a couple of wacky and weird stories here. And, Joe, I wanted to ask you, do you like cup noodles, like ramen, stuff like that?
It's been so long since I've had them. I mean, I don't hate
them.
It's been
a while for me, too.
Probably since college.
Really?
But, yeah.
I think I was in college when I last had them, not like in a college setting, but just...
Right. Age?
My ex. She,
well, I mean, you are college age still.
Well kind of. Technically, yeah. I've been out of college for over a year, but it's like looking at the cup of noodle stuff, like a girl that I dated in college, she would have them at like her place and we'd eat them sometimes. So that's like the only time I've ever really had them, but they're good. They were very good. Not good for you. But then something else that's really good and not good for you is s'mores. So, Joe, I wanted your opinion on this.
Okay.
If there were s'mores flavored cup noodles, would you partake? I will give no context. You just got to answer yes.
No.
You wouldn't really. Man, he wouldn't even try them. Well, they described the taste as a blend of decadent chocolate, marshmallow, and graham cracker flavors with a smoky note. They suggest topping it with crushed up graham crackers and mini marshmallows. Hey, listen, it sounds great, but I mentioned this in hour one. I don't love the idea of like actual like pasta noodles in the broth that you'll get with this stuff.
Right.
I don't know how you're going to make that appealing for something such as like a sweet taste like s'mores. But hey, I'm not a culinary god, so what do I know? But also, we've got someone in Florida, correct? 22-year-old woman.
That's
who,
right.
bit off a bit more than she could chew. Ain't that right?
There you go. Well done. And this will make sense, what Austin just said, in a minute.
Yes.
The woman's name is Jillian. She was arrested Sunday after her boyfriend refused to cuddle. She bit him in the face.
Mm.
Cops say it all started Saturday night when she tried to engage in some physical intimacy, as
make
the kids say. And he was not interested.
Right.
They say she got rejected again the next morning when she continually tried to cuddle with him. Things got physical at that point, not the way that she was hoping for. She allegedly yanked his chest hair, scratched his face, and then bit him on the forehead and broke his phone for good measure. Misdemeanor domestic battery charges were filed, and a judge is ordering her to have no contact with the boyfriend.
Okay, perhaps I'm honing in on the wrong thing here. How long does your chest hair got to be for somebody to grab it and yank it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't think it has to be very long. I mean,
for someone to grab it with their hand and like do
this. I'm currently inspecting the length of my chest hair, which is not, it's definitely not like protruding out of the neck of my shirt, you know?
Right.
Like
some people
guys
got
do.
The bushels.
No. But, hair. I mean, you know, if my daughter, right? She will like, I'll be sitting in my recliner and she'll just like with her little fingers, she'll just kind of bear down and just
right.
pull. Yeah, it hurts.
But that's the thing. She's like a little girl.
She
with
usually
like a tiny
does
hand.
It on my leg hair. Yeah, but I mean, those nails.
A grown woman with like a grown hand, like her.
Listen,
fingers.
I'm doing it right now, like just as we're talking, and yeah, it's. I'm not even trying to pull hard, but yeah, it's painful, man. It's a sensitive area right there.
Well, anyway, all frivolous topics aside, that's
somebody in Pensacola turned on our show and on the radio station. Just as I was saying, yeah, just give it a little tug. That's a sensitive area right there.
Yeah.
Just completely having no idea what we're talking about.
Yes, we're really putting the informative, local, dependable into these
That's
types
right.
of discussions. That's where it shines the brightest. But no, yeah, in all seriousness, obviously a very, very abusive situation
yeah,
there.
I would say so.
My goodness. All righty, some good news here. A 9-year-old in Pittsburgh named Ivy Larson. She had to say goodbye to her cat Steve last month when he passed away at age 16, and she wanted to honor his memory in some way. So she set up a lemonade stand in front of her house and gave all the money to a cat rescue called Nose to Tail. She raised $150 and plans to do it again on the 4th of July this week to raise even more.
And YouTuber Mr. Beast is in the news again. This time he built 100 homes, gave them away to impoverished people in Jamaica, El Salvador, and Argentina. He says he hopes to eventually get to 1,000 of them.
Yes.
Godspeed, sir.
Oh, no, that's definitely awesome there. And a guy from Tennessee was scratching off a $20 lottery ticket in a store, and when we're desperate, we make all kinds of bargains with the Lord. This guy said that if he hit the jackpot, he'd never eat bologna again. We'll see if he's a man of his word because it hit for $1 million. So apparently baloney was the magic word there.
Yeah, absolutely.
just about 7 o'clock here. Outro music playing us out. We'll see you tomorrow giving you another rundown of everything happening in your world on Wednesday. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.